Yeah.
That's a white lighting.
So that's a little bit different.
Yeah. And this here bootlegging, this here old bootlegging whiskey, now that made out of this here cone and chops and all kind of
stuff
like that.
Now you might recall that stuff Splow? Never heard that
no.
Okay. Say you walked in the house and your wife was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, made you hungry, say, that you might say, that what would you say?
Made me hungry.
Yeah. Or say,
I feel like eating.
Yeah, or what about it? What is it? Just smells good?
It smells good, yes, sir.
Something like that?
Yeah.
You mentioned syrup. You had some syrup around here. What month of the year do you usually make syrup in?
That's in the last month in the year. But sometimes it starts in November. Mm-hmm. But December, it winds it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever have anything like syrup that's thick and sticky you might eat for breakfast, but not syrup, something similar?
Yeah, that's we call it, I forget the name it's called.
Molasses?
Yeah, it's a funny name, but anyhow, it's lasses.
Yeah,
but it's white. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just like water. Sure is.
Yeah. Let's see. If you had some syrup, or say you had a bell, and it was real cowhide and wasn't anything else, you might say, this isn't imitation cowhide. It's, well, how would you say that? If you want to say it was real cowhide, it's
cowhide.
Yeah, or it's
leather.
More, you say it's genuine.
Genuine leather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, used to, before sugar wasn't prepackaged but weighed out of the barrel. Sugar was sold how when you weighed it and got so much out of the barrel.
Yeah.
How did they call that selling it? In what?
In packing.
Yeah.
Retailing.
They sell it loose.
Loose. Yeah.
What was the note? Is there any other name for loose?
No.
People ever say sugar was sold in bulk?
Well.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another kind of thing you might eat for breakfast rather than say syrup. And it's made out of fruit, and you can get grape or strawberry or something like that. What do you call
it? And then you make preserve.
Preserve, yeah. What else could you make out of that?
You take peaches or apples, pears, and make some sugar and stuff, and get some, I forget the name of the stuff, but anyhow, you make preserve. Mm-hmm. And it's good.
You make anything else like preserves except different? Maybe it's when you strain all the fruit out, you might make it?
You know? No, you just put all that together.
Now, what do you call that, jam too?
Jam, yeah. Now, if you got the jam, you strain that. Mm-hmm. So you put that up and let it stay up so many days, mm-hmm. and then you strain it, mm-hmm. sweeten it, mm-hmm. and then that's called jam.
Is there any other thing like preserves and jam that you might eat? Very similar to it.
No.
Jelly.
Yeah. You make jelly out of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that the same thing as preserves or jam?
Yeah. It'd be same, but just, see, the jelly what you cook, it don't be none of the meat in it. Mm-hmm. That's pure jelly. Mm-hmm. But this other, it's got peaches or zuds or whatever it is, he's got the apples or pears or whatever it is.
Still in it.
Yeah, he's still in it.
And on the table, you have to season food with, you have two things. You have
salt shaker, black mm-hmm. pepper shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. Now, if a man has, what's the opposite of rich? Say if this man is just the opposite of rich, you call him what?
Called wheat.
Say if a man was just the opposite of rich, didn't have much money or anything, you'd say he was a what kind of man?
Poor man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A group of trees, say you got a whole group of trees, especially fruit trees or
pecan.